Now, more Ebling and You on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back, Jack and Scott, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. Very happy to welcome in our next guest, Jason Schreiber, CEO of AreaLink. Hello, Jason. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me, Jack.
Well, as kind of an anniversary of sorts, or at least a date worth commemorating, coming up in terms of a milestone for AreaLink. What can you tell us?
Well, we're definitely celebrating. We're very excited. We've been building a fiber optic network in the Lansing area and several areas of the state, but in the Lansing area, we've achieved a milestone that we're proud of. We've constructed, or we'll be lighting, our 400th mile of fiber optic network in the area.
400 miles. You stretch it out from end to end. That's a lot of fiber.
That's right. Now, it's of course, it's not stretched out end to end, but it's somewhat of a spider web of network that really is covering the entire Lansing region.
All right, and this is Mid-Michigan's largest fiber optic internet provider. In terms of what that means for this community, can you tell us some of the ramifications of that?
Sure. Well, AreaLink is a provider of internet and telephone service, much like many other companies that you'd buy internet service. The difference, what really differentiates our business, is that we build fiber optic networks directly into the businesses we serve. The benefit of that is that we offer just incredible speeds. Fiber optic networks been around for a long time. It's very often just a fraction of a telecom or broadband provider's backbone network, and we're bringing it directly to institutions, anchor institutions, government users, and now small businesses. So the benefit is a much faster connection and really a future-proof connection that offers just incredible speeds.
All right. Greater Lansing had been very involved in an effort with Google.
That's right.
Competition for high-speed fiber optic cable installation and service. And this 400 miles from AreaLink takes up a pretty good chunk of that already, right?
We saw early on, yeah, it really does. We saw early on that to remain competitive long-term in this industry, we need to start shedding the copper connections. A DSL or a cable connection is largely based on copper-based technologies. We see limitations in that bandwidth. I don't know if this is technically speaking, but I like to call you. We put a lot of voodoo into the technology that squeezes little bits of bandwidth, more bandwidth, out of the copper technologies. But ultimately, what the rest of the world is doing is building fiber directly to the home and directly to the business. Google saw that, and they started, and it was spectacular to hear that you saw some technology leadership from a company like Google and making this common conversation around America. Why don't we have fiber directly to the home and directly to the business? If you look at broadband adoption and quality and speed worldwide, the United States is really behind. Depending on the study you read, we're something like number 15 in the country. Japan, Korea, Hong Kong, some of these other parts of the world are much more advanced because they're bringing fiber directly to the home and to the business.
Have they done away with copper? Did they never have that to do?
Well, they had copper. Copper's been the telecom or the phone network or the cable network since its inception. But, you know, they don't have, it's kind of a difficult statistic to put your arms around, but, you know, they don't have the same challenges we do. They have a much smaller geographic area. Countries like South Korea are mostly vertical in their real estate, so it's very easy to overbuild their copper network with fiber. That's the challenge that we face in this country. That's the challenge that we faced as a company is overbuilding. Literally, we are out trenching and boring and hanging new cable up and down every city street and through every business park in order to do that. And we're literally replacing copper with fiber. And the rest of the, you know, some of the smaller countries, they've got there first because they don't have as much landmass and the challenges that we have.
Jason Schreiber, CEO of AreaLink, our guest. Jason, how old is AreaLink?
We've been building internet service or delivering internet service since about 2003. Really, about that time is when I took ownership of the company and made the decision to invest in building the infrastructure. That's our inception is in 2003.
All right. What was your vision at that point?
Well, at that time in 2003, you know, we're on the tail end of this telecom internet bubble. There was an incredible demand at the time in Lansing specifically. You know, we've expanded well beyond Lansing, but was an incredible demand in some of the enterprise customers to get a higher bandwidth connection. And we're talking about connections that interconnect offices. You know, one of our first customers at the time, one of our largest first customers was Lansing Community College. They had a need. They needed to connect their multiple campuses. They were in an incredible expansion period. And we built fiber into multiple campuses just to give them the ability to take advantage of the new technologies that were available, not just internet technologies, but the bandwidth that they needed. And we've continued to build to these anchor institutions. We found that in order to really affect the community, we need to bring the new technology to the schools and some of the community anchor institutions first. And that's really been our goal and our vision is, of course, build the infrastructure necessary to deliver the service, but to try to integrate into the community as much as possible and provide a real benefit. And I'm proud to say that we have built or are in construction to every one of the school districts in Ingham and Eaton County at this time, and most of the libraries and, again, the community anchor institutions.
How did you convince Lansing Community College to come on board? Was this somewhat of a leap of faith?
It really was. I mean, we've been blessed with a very supportive community. I'm a resident of East Lansing. I've got a couple kids. I have two children in East Lansing schools, and we have, like I said, been blessed with very supportive local government, community anchor institutions. There's a very entrepreneurial spirit and very hometown supportive spirit alive and well in Lansing. And I got to tell you, when we start making our sales pitches of what we're trying to accomplish, they believe in the vision. I think the vision is, clearly what we're accomplishing is what we're doing is what people want, and we're delivering it. After a couple of years of delivering on our promises, the snowball started building, and you know we serve the largest consumers in Lansing. That was really our first, obviously the anchor institutions that I mentioned, but
right.
The large insurance companies in town and the large local governments. Every one of them subscribes to our services, is connected to that fiber network, and that's given us the ability now, fast forward several years, to bring that same fiber optic service to small businesses.
I know Cameron Ganas, Attraction, was one of your first customers, and I've heard him talk about AerialLink and all the other companies that have come together and tried to energize Mid-Michigan. And we salute you on this milestone, 400 miles of fiber in Greater Lansing, and good luck with the next frontier, Jason.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
All right.